Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. My guest today is Rosa Moyo. Rosa's family winery is called Quinto Decimo, which is in the Campania region of southern Italy. Which region are you in exactly? Are you in Taurasi or Fiano di Avellino? Where are you?
Yes, we are in Mirabelleclano. It's a little village near to Avellino, yes. It's the originary area of Taurasi, Fiano di Avellino, Greco di Tufo. And we work on this indigenous autochthonous grape of the territory.
Right, let's start with the two white wines first. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Fiano di Avellino. What is Fiano?
Fiano is a very typical originary grape from Irpinia.
What is Irpinia?
Fiano is just the name of the grape, and Irpinia is a little area, is the name of the area of the province, Avellino province.
So it's the local word for the Avellino province, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little area in Campania.
And it comes from Irpus. It's a bear, I think, isn't it? Irpus. Yeah, my brother-in-law is from Avellino. He's got a big tattoo. He's a priest. He's got a big tattoo, Irpus, on it.
Okay.
Anyway, well, we need to get that. I'll get him on the podcast sometime. He's a policeman, by the way. Okay, so Fiano is the grape. Avellino is the town. So Fiano di Avellino is a white wine from around Avellino. What does it taste like, Fiano di Avellino? Is it dry white wine? Or?
It's nice. It's dry. The grape is very sweet. We make a dry wine with this kind of grape. It's particular because it's an elegant and complex wine, very rich in spicy and herb notes, very elegant. So it's a particular aromatic bouquet.
So what smells do we find? What aromas do we find with the Fiano?
What pairings or what's
no flavors? Lemon.
Saffron.
Saffron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saffron.
And what do you drink? If we open a bottle of Fiano di Avellino white wine, it's a dry white wine. What will we drink that with? What does a local dish from Avellino or Campania that we would drink it with?
In my personal opinion, the raw fish.
Raw fish.
Yeah.
Prepared with what? With a bit of olive oil or a bit of vinegar? Or
yeah, be some spicy
peperoncini.
No, some herbs, lime. Yes, but the raw fish is the perfect pairing with the Fiano di Avellino.
Now we're going to talk about Greco di Tufo. What is Greco?
Greco is another local grape, white grape from Tufo. In fact, the name of the denomination is Greco di Tufo, and Tufo is another little village in Irpinia. Greco is an ancient grape from the Magna Graecia, and is
from
very
Greek occupation.
Greek occupation, yeah, exactly, and is very sweet, very intense in the aroma, flavors.
Like what kind of flavors, aromas?
Honey. Mm-hmm.
But it is a dry wine, though, isn't it?
It's a dry wine, yeah, and it's very rich in dry fruit notes, honey, vanilla. Notes in the case of my Greco di Tufo, the vanilla notes is given by the barrique, so the permanence in the barrels. And it's a very wine with a very intense structure.
So it's quite a full-bodied white wine. So what do you eat with it?
Yeah, it depends, because this wine you can pair with some seasoned cheese or white meat like chicken, rabbit, some pasta, baked pasta with cheese. Yeah, it's better with this kind of food than with the fish.
Are you a good cook? You like cooking?
Yeah, I love cooking. Yeah.
Right, what's your favorite dish when you cook? If I come and visit your region, and I was hungry, what would you cook?
Pasta, meat, more than fish. I'm not much able to cook fish because it's difficult, but meat and pasta, and also cakes,
Cakes?
Yeah, cakes.
Really?
Yeah, I love
it. All right, so we did the Fiano di Avellino and the Greco di Tufo, which are the two white wines. Taurasi, what is Taurasi?
Taurasi is another typical denomination from Irpinia, is a Jannico grape. So the Taurasi is the name of the denomination because there's a village called Taurasi, as Greco di Tufo is from Tufo. And the grape of Taurasi is a Jannico. Jannico is a very typical. Jannico is a red grape, and it's a very strong grape, rich in tannins. So it's a very strong red wine.
So if I come and visit and open a bottle of Taurasi for me, which is a red Jannico based wine, what is the perfect dish for that, in your view?
I think, of course, red meat, and in particular, lamb.
Lamb. Mm-hmm. So, do you prefer young lamb, like when it's just very kind of soft and milky, or you an animal that's a little bit older?
No.
So really, really soft and
really soft, and well cooked with some herbs, pepper,
And what are your biggest markets? I mean, you got your nearest big city is Naples, Napoli. Do you sell most of your wine in Napoli, or do you export your wines as well?
We export and we sell in all Italy with a unique distributor. So we have many agents in all the regions of Italy and in Campania above all, of course. And we export in the USA, in UK, Germany, Switzerland. We have a lot of countries where we export our wine.
So the name of the winery is Quinto Decimo. What does Quinto Decimo mean?
Quinto Decimo means 15, because the village where the winery is located today is Mirabella Eclano, and it was a village founded by the Longobards population. So I'm talking about ancient population of the before Middle Age. They founded these villages and they gave to the villages numeric names, because the numeric name indicated the distance from that village and the main city of the area that at that time was Benevento.
Benevento.
Yeah. So Quinto Decimo is 15.
Right. Finally. So Quinto is 5 and Decimo is 10.
Yeah.
5, 10.
In Latin it was Quintum Decimum. Mm-hmm. So was the ancient name of the village.
Were you good in school?
Yeah, of course.
But you enjoyed school, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject? History?
History and literature, all the humanistic.
Yeah, humanity subjects, arts.
More than the scientific.
Okay, so I'd like to say thanks to my guest today, Rosa Moyo, who studied humanities, but has ended up working for a winery that's a mathematical number, which is Quinto Decimo, 15. We've got a famous chef in the UK called Jamie Oliver. He's got I think his range of restaurants are called 15, but you got there first. You know, I got there 1500 years before him. Don't worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Quinto Decimo. So the Quinto Decimo estate, I'll get told off because I'll have to redo all this when you go away. It's called the outro, the end bit of the podcast.
What?
Well, you have the beginning of the podcast, like benvenuto, blah, 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 chi sei. And then it's the beginning of the podcast, who are you, what's your name, where are you from? It's like a blind date. Come and tell me, what are you, like a...
Again?
No worries. And then the outro is the bit, thank you very much to my guest today.
Rosa.
Or Paolo, or Gianfranco. And that's it. And I was trying to make a joke, but it didn't really work, unfortunately. You know when you talk about the Longobards, you know why they're called Longobards?
You want to make another...
No, it's not a joke. No,
I don't know.
So their name, Longobard, means long beard.
Ah, long beard.
Barba lunga.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well.
So we can do a history podcast next time about the long beards. They came from the north of Italy.
So I just learned two things. The etymology of Irpinia and the name of Longobards.
Okay, Quinto Decimo. Anyway, I'd like to say thanks to my guest today, Rosa Moyo from the Quinto Decimo Winery in the province of Avellino in the Campania region of Italy, for giving us a little insight into Fiano di Avellino, Greco di Tufo and Taurasi, which are the three main wines of that area. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.